This is Passport to Texas. Armed with cameras, state park goers delight in taking aim at wildlife. Our state park guide, Brian Frazier, says the proliferation of digital cameras makes it easier than ever for visitors to document their encounters with the natural world. And he's here to offer suggestions for getting the most out of that experience.
Parks are fantastic places to experiment with wildlife and outdoor photography. It's a very popular hobby across the country, and state parks offer great places because you can see so much wildlife and there's, you know, access, and you can set up at places. And so we want to encourage people to take their camera with them, and when they do, remember the equipment. It does make a difference. You want to pack light. Maybe you have to hike in somewhere. You may have to limit that to one lens, and if you do, take a lens that f-stops down all the way so that it opens up wide. You're able to shoot fast because wildlife tend to move, and it's flexible. You got a nice range. That's the one you want to take with you when you're packing light on those big hikes in parks.
Thanks, Brian. And if you have a great wildlife photo, share it at facebook.com/texasparksandwildlife. That's our show for today, with funding provided by Chevrolet, building dependable, reliable trucks for more than 90 years. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.